escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
St. Louisans know all about Quick Trip. If you travel to the East Coast, you've surely seen a Wawa. Now the pit stop juggernauts are meeting in the middle. KMOX's Michael Calhoun gets details with C-Store dive reporter Brett Dworsky.
Both companies are moving into the Midwest, notably Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, very quickly. They're both opening their first stores there. They've both touted broad expansion plans there. So it's happening, and it's happening very fast.
How would you describe both QT, which, of course, again, we're familiar with, and Wawa, which St. Louisans maybe not as familiar with, and any differences between, you know, the tiers that the two are in?
Sure. So they have extremely similar business models. For starters, both chains have about 1,100 stores in their networks. They are both very food service focused. They both put tons of effort and focus into their made-to-order kitchen programs, their grab-and-go food programs, having kitchens inside their stores, ready prepared on site. Food is the main draw for their stores. Both brands know it. Their customers know it. And they've even dabbled in fuel-less stores in the past. Both brands have, which has been hit or miss across the industry in general. Their concepts are very similar. Difference-wise, you know, up until recently, again, they've mainly operated in completely different regions of the country. Obviously, in Missouri, people know Quick Trip. It's one of the biggest convenience store chains in Missouri. They're based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're widespread throughout Texas. Whereas Wawa, people out east, they have a cult-like following based near Philadelphia. They're all across the east. Tons of stores in Florida. It'll be very interesting to see both brands bringing their very similar business models to very similar regions.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, for instance, if you like to go on Business Insider and read those, you know, we take you inside this retail or restaurant chain kinds of stories, there's a lot of Wawa there. It's Wawa versus Sheetz and Wawa versus Buc-ee's, but not a lot of, you know, Quick Trip in there. We hear a lot about, you know, the Wegmans, for instance, grocery stores of the Northeast, but Schnucks not necessarily as much. Do you think that's just because it's East Coast, or is there something different about Wawa that makes it better, especially now that you've been to both on the same trip?
Sure. That's a good question. Something that Wawa has that a lot of other convenience store chains don't have, and although me, I live in the Midwest, I live in Illinois, people out east who love Wawa tell me this all the time. They don't think of Wawa as a gas station. They think of Wawa as a place to grab lunch. And that is something that this industry is really striving for in 2025. Very aggressively from big companies, again, like QT and Wawa, even companies like 7-Eleven and Circle K are trying to do this to make their stores a destination for people to say, hey, instead of McDonald's for lunch, let's go here. It's a thing in this industry, the focus on food, and Wawa, more than arguably any other convenience store chain, has that type of audience. People go there for food. They think of it as a place to grab food instead of just a place where they're filling up on gas and to stop in for a candy bar.
Now, QT is getting in our ears with a commercial about their tacos these days. But I'm wondering, since you've tried both of these and you've talked with people, you know, especially in this Indiana town, who've tried both, is the food good at these gas stations?
That's not for me to answer. I try to remain as objective as I can, but I know I have tasted both foods at both of them. They were satisfactory for me, looking to grab a quick bite to eat as I was on the road. But generally, from people who I spoke with at both locations, they really like their food. Someone who I spoke with in the town of Daleville, Indiana, where both QT and Wawa opened their first stores about half a mile apart from each other in the state, told me that he works late night hours working, supervising Domino's stores. And he goes to both getting food because they're open late night and he likes the quality of their foods, their sandwiches, their hot foods, their milkshakes. So I would say to people in the area and people who are fans of both chains, yeah, their food's probably pretty good.
So what happens next, especially with Wawa? Could we expect them to push further west and maybe enter the St. Louis metropolitan area? Are there some areas where Quick Trip really has kind of fortress markets that a competitor might be afraid to get into? And would St. Louis be one of those?
Sure. That remains to be seen. At C-Store Dive, we've been tracking Wawa's aggressive expansion for some time now, a few years. They are looking to essentially double their store count, or when they announced these plans to double their store count a couple years ago, they outlined plans to reach again Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, moving further west. Missouri, not in those plans yet.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.